Okay, we are hot.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome to the Thursday, May 21st meeting of the Los Osos Community Services District Board of Directors open session. Can we have a roll call, please?
Director Kelly? Here.
Present.
Director Senate?
Here.
President Sparks?
Here. Mr. Seitz, before we start, can we have any announcements out of a closed session?
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the board, members of the audience. I'm going to be reporting on two different executive sessions of the board. At the last meeting, we did not conclude our closed session items. We did re-adjourn to closed session after the last meeting, discuss pending litigation, that being the Los Osos Community Service District versus the Golden State et al. This is the general groundwater adjudication. We did hear an update from legal counsel, but took no reportable action during those discussions. As is today's closed session, at approximately 6 o'clock, the board opened the meeting and adjourned to closed session. There are a number of items on the closed session agenda, but the only items that we got to during the last hour was items A and items B. This is conference with labor negotiator pursuant to Government Code Section 54957.6. This is our meet and confer manager, but there was no reportable action as a result of that closed session item. It's likely that the board will adjourn back to closed session after tonight's agenda or open meeting agenda, discuss those items under C, which are the pending litigation items that are announced on the agenda. And that concludes my report.
Thank you, Mr. Seitz. Before we start, we are going to have a presentation at the Board of Directors by Utilities Managers for two awards from the Central Coast Chapter of the American Public Works Association for two items under the IBANC contract that was completed this January. Unfortunately, George had to leave early and couldn't be here, but on his behalf, I'd just like to state that we did receive these two awards. They were submitted by Penfield and Smith, and then there's a ceremony that George attended in Santa Maria where he received them. I'll hold them up so we can see. The two awards are one, a winner for structures less than $2 million, and this was for the Los Osos Hydro Pneumatic Zone Expansion for our district. The second one was an honorable mention award, and this was for our Los Osos Water System Upgrade Project Contract 10 for the district. And so we're much appreciative for Penfield and Smith for submitting these, as well as for our utilities manager and the management of the contract. Okay, with that, we're going to go ahead to the committee reports, and first we'll start with the LCSD Standing Advisory Committee and Ad Hoc Committee reports, and why don't we start to the right, Director Kelly.
I'm just going to start with whatever order these are in. I submitted my Water Advisory Committee report early. I usually don't have it until that first meeting, but I went ahead. Financial issues of any, specifically of our educational system, we started to look at what we could possibly do to approach this from a good neighbor standpoint and look at a public facilities policy regarding you know, how we charge them, or just some different, just some, we had a very broad discussion. We didn't come to any specific decisions other than to ask Mitch Cooney to go ahead and, you know, write a brief staff report, which he will present later on this issue. We discussed the next steps that we need to be looking at as we look at our revenue, looking at the water master plan. There's a spelling error right there. It says water matter plan. We want to look at future conservation planning and implementation. We want to make sure that our rates can match and meet our current reserve policies that we're setting. We also would like to take another round at really reviewing our current rate structures and the FCS recommendations and take action if necessary. We'd like to also in the future list and prioritize capital improvements and then examine potential loss of revenue in excess as anticipated by a reserve policy, and that was specifically around, I believe it was specifically around conservation and or losing customers such as the school district should they choose to just turn off their exterior water. And then we just took a look at the reserve policy resolution and provided a little bit of feedback and look forward to that coming back to the board.
Thank you, Director Kelly.
Any questions from other board members? Nope. Should I go on?
Well, a question about the school.
Okay.
If they do develop their own wells, let's say, and go off the, at least for irrigation, they would still use the domestic water needs and still be with us. Is this on? My concern is that if we did lower the rates, did we consider if we would have a clause that would revert back to the original regular usage customer base rate?
I think that that's probably a discussion to have when Mitch gives his staff report.
Okay.
That might be a more appropriate to address at that time. We weren't looking at it as a temporary measure, but we need to address it in how much.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Should I go on?
Next report.
Okay. The Strategic Planning Committee, Steve and I met with Mitch. We discussed, again, the idea of an outside facilitator for this process. It is really critical that we have someone there. This is to move through what we need to be moving through, even with this first step. It's just not recommended at this point that we try to do this with either Mitch running a meeting or one of us running a meeting. It's too distracting to the people participating in the meeting, and it's just not a model that's used. I looked into it some more and talked to some more people, and just from their professional opinion, it's just not the way to go. So the recommendation was that Mitch and John were to schedule Chuck, Steve, and Joe to go through a pretty comprehensive overview of the district. You get a big binder. John's really good at it, and it's really fun. Marshall and I completed it, and it gives us, and the facilitator that I met with agreed that it gives us kind of a starting point so that we're all on the same page of as far as how do we go through these next steps of specifically regarding strategic planning, that we all have the same basic, we're all dealing with the same basic knowledge. There's definitely, you have, you know, the other longer sitting directors have institutional knowledge that we don't have, but it was really helpful to have John kind of go through some of these things again with us. Brad requested that he meet with Steve and Mitch and I tomorrow, but that's not going to work out, so we're changing that meeting to a later date to, if we approve moving forward with him, that we begin agenda planning for June 6th. And Brad recommended that the meeting not go longer than 3 hours of our work with a half hour maximum of public comment should the public choose to participate at that point in time. And then I requested funding. At this time, I believe we can do this in the district office and make use of that space and expend as little as possible. And so that's kind of where it was. I'll So I won't be looking for any more venues. And once we do this initial meeting, if it goes well and it's a relationship that we feel is mutually compatible, then Brad would submit a proposal to us to. But I've already said that I'm willing to jump mine in there, so that's why the minimum amount is $100. So we have more to pay Brad. Any questions?
Director Sennett?
I just wanted to thank you for your work. Thank you.
It was fun. Thanks, Steve.
How about the next report?
Isn't that the next set? Okay. So the RAC report has a little bit different format because they go through information so fast. I tried to just type and sort of keep up. So it's more of a notes report versus my observations as much as anything. So I tried to, in bold, you'll see all the topics, the resource management system, conservation, open space element discussion, the IRWM programs. I wanted to update really quick. I did check in with Mitch, and the district has signed the MOU and I checked with Silas, and he said it was submitted on April 28th, so we are a part of that memorandum of understanding. Discussed broader water conservation plans and strategies on a countywide basis. The update on invasive mussels, rainfall and reservoir updates. There was an interesting website that they were talking about, slowcountywater.org. And if you go to that website, you can keep track their reservoir levels and water flows, and just all, it's kind of a interesting. Discuss the countywide master plan, discussing what RAC's involvement with that would be. They review and endorsed the attached RAC priorities for 2010, not 2000, and discussed methods and data collection and information systems. That's stuff that was, I really had to listen really hard and really carefully. There was some discussion on the fiscal, on the budget, a lot of questions, so that will be coming back to the RAC because that was inconclusive. The questions were not answered. And then the Los Osos Community Wastewater Project Subcommittee report, and I did attach, I sent in, and it's in the packets, the RAC, the subcommittee's recommendations that were sent, or report that was sent to the Board of Supervisors as well as the Planning Commission, and I also attached Pava Ogren's response to that report. So both of the attachments are...
I really have to pull the consent item.
Well, under our consent agenda item policies, you can ask brief questions of staff for staff response, but you can't carry on a broad discussion of a consent item agenda without pulling it.
Okay, let me go. One thing I wanted to clarify, because we previously, as you pointed out, we were going to take the approach with the general manager administering the meeting. And what I didn't have an understanding of in the report, we were going to, you're discussing the development of the process to approach our strategic planning with following recommendations. And I guess I wanted to understand, you don't have an agenda yet for the June 6th meeting, so I wanted to get a better idea of not only the June 6th meeting, but the follow-on, and see the ultimate plan, so I had something more to get my arms around it,
with
where we were going with this.
With the process, the agenda would be created by Mitch and Steve and myself, and I need to call Brad back. His earliest convenience is going to be Monday the 1st, so we're kind of pushing it. And then that would be, at that point, I mean, Brad would like to, if we approve this, Brad would come to our fourth meeting, June 4th, just watch us, how we operate, introduce himself, we meet him. And then at that point, we go through that first meeting, and if it's not going to go anywhere, we can decide at that time that we don't want to pursue. There's no obligation past that first, you know, he'll provide some sort of follow-up report, but that's it. There's no obligation past that. We need to decide as a board at that point, do we want to move forward or not with continued strategic planning?
And so the agenda, I guess, I know you don't have the agenda yet, but the agenda for June 6th will generally be strategic planning. And are we going to discuss, you know, previously we looked at different models for...
We're going to, as a board, we at that point in time, what we would spend time doing is really generating our own process. We create our process that's going to work with our organization. And he helps us go through that and put a timeline together. And, you know, I mean, I've never gone through this before, so I'm trusting that with the professionals we found and from feedback from the professionals I've discussed it with and talking with Mitch, it's just a step by step. I can't forecast right now what's going to happen.
To meet the remainder of the month, so we did not have our regular meeting in April. We did have our May meeting yesterday, and we'll provide minutes of that or report on that at the June 4th meeting.
Thank you, Vice President Olhilski. And the next committee meeting, we did not have a financial advisory committee meeting. We didn't have the draft audit sufficiently prepared. And then due to giving some additional consideration to the ongoing slow SEIA process, the budget was still not finalized. So, because those were the two key items, that meeting is postponed and will now occur next Tuesday, May 22nd at 5:30 at the district office. And we will have draft audit, and we will have the preliminary budget for fiscal year 09-010. The other item is we have an ad hoc committee to meet with our utilities manager on work objectives, consisting of myself and Vice President Olhilski. We've created a draft report. We haven't finalized it yet. We did meet with Mr. Milanis last week for almost 3 hours. Very good meeting, and we've got a lot of valuable input from Mr. Milanis. Going over such a number of capital items, such as SCADA implementation, potential storage, and water distribution projects in the future, as well as him expressing concerns for the direction and goals of the district in the future. So anything else you want to add, Marshall? And with that, I think we've covered all committee reports. Oh, Director Kelly.
Really quick before I forget, Marshall, can you please be the representative at the June RAC? Thanks, I can't be there. It's my last chess club.
Yeah, and one other housekeeping item. There is a meeting tomorrow for the CSD chapter at the Wallace office. And Mr. Cooney, were you going to attend that? You're not able to attend that. Any other directors wishing to attend that? It's a lunch meeting over at Wallace.
I will have to check my calendar, but okay. If I'm available, I can go, yes.
Okay. And I'm going to try to go. At this point, I can't, but I'm going to try to be able to attend.
What
as well.
Time does it start in?
11:30? I don't have the time. Is it 11:30 or 12?
Don't know.
My calendar, when I get home, I will email the board to let you know if I'm available to go.
Okay, thank you. And thanks for the notice, Karen. Appreciate it. All right, and with that, now, any directors, I guess before we take public comment on the committee reports and consent items, can we please have it quiet as I'm speaking? Any directors wish to pull any consent items for discussion?
Item D. D.
Okay, so item D on the vector control. Any other directors to wish to pull?
For clarification purpose, I would like to ask some clarification questions on item C, but I don't need to pull that, just ask questions, correct?
Correct.
Thank you. Then I will not pull it.
Yeah, and I'm going to pull item E. I did have some additional questions and comments for that, and maybe some discussion for consideration, so I will pull item E. So that's D and E. So with that, we'll go. Is there some brief comment from staff for the board or the public on any of these consent items before we go to public comment? OK,
None for me.
So with that, we'll go ahead and take public comment on the committee reports and consent calendar items A, B, and C. If you have comments on consent items D, which is on the vector and control program, or item E, the strategic planning funding, those are pulled and will be taken separately. So with that, if you could start take public comment, Mr. Taylor.
George Taylor, Los Osos. My comments and questions have to do with the strategic planning seminar that you're...
Just a second, Mr. Taylor. If you would, that item is pulled, and the matter before the board on item E is to authorize the funding. So I think I would appreciate it if you have items specifically on that, specifically directed towards the authorization of the funding and the staff report on item E, that if you would save that for then, because it would be more germane when that item's pulled and discussed.
Well, I thought you were already taking comments from Director Kelly here about that, and I thought that it would be germane published that they were going to ask for $2,000 to be set aside for the facilitator for this this strategic planning seminar, and I'm just wondering if there was any further indications as to what it was going to cost, or is that going to be into what you're going to lead into later?
The cost will be discussed later.
What's that?
The cost will be discussed as part of the pool item.
It will be discussed at full length. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments.
Frank Cilio, Los Osos. First, I have some questions regarding for water. It would probably be directed more towards Maria. The Water Board met on May 8th, and they made some recommendations, and you were represented by Rob Miller. Is somebody going to present the recommendations that came out of that to the public? Okay, I see Maria shaking her head. Yes, I hope so, because it does affect the people here in Los Osos. The other thing is that when the packet comes out for the Safe Field Study, or the Safe Field Study comes out, it's presented to the board, are we going to be able to see that as part of the packet? Because I presume it would have to be part of the agenda. There would be a packet. Therefore, we'd be able to review it before it's actually presented to the board. Now, the other things regarding the RAC is that in there, Pavel wrote about Ag Exchange. He was talking about that there is some uncertainty about Ag Exchange in his report dated May 6th. We also agree that tertiary treatment provides other disposal options, but agriculture reuse requires partnering and is uncertain. So that was in there. Now, I asked the TAC when it was in session to, you know, deal with some of these questions. And some of the questions I still have, and I hope Maria brings some of these forward, is the amount of farmland that potentially can use treated water in acreage. The amount of treated water that would be potentially used in acre feet to the farmland. What crops can be treated with treated water that are legally able to do that with, and how many farmers or acreage would be willing?
Thank you, Mr. Cilio. And I guess just briefly, I guess both Director Kelly and I left out that we did attend the Water Board meeting a couple Fridays ago, and Rob Miller did present on behalf of the purveyors and expressed some items that I wanted him to express as well from the position of the board. And he will, just to note, he will be making a presentation on our June first meeting in June, and he'll go over the presentation he made to the Water Board as well. The next speaker, please.
My name is Gwen Taylor. I'm a resident of Los Osos in the Prohibition Zone. I would like some answers, if possible, from this strategic planning usually when someone is coming in to do anything, whether it be reviewing or whether it be sitting as a person who is developing a project or a process, we as the public receive information as to who is doing it, what their background is, what their qualifications are. I have no idea who Brad Isaac is. His name was brought out and said, Brad this and Brad that. I looked at the agenda and it says Brad Isaac. Fine. Who is he? Where does he live? What background does he have? How many times has he done this? Is he qualified? There are numerous questions that are out there, but they have not been answered. We do not have any information as to who, what, where, or how this individual is. Please give us information. The community has the right to know. Thank you.
And thank you for your comments. Director Kelly, this was, I guess, there was a question regarding on the you and Director Sennett had discussions with Mr. Isaac. So maybe you could provide a little.
I met with Mr. Isaac. He lives in San Luis. He's done governmental. He's worked with. I can't pull up his website. I was trying to pull up his website. He's worked with corporations as well as governmental agencies as well as nonprofits. It was really important that we find someone who understands government process. He does have a knowledgeable background. He's worked, I want to say, at least 20 years in the field of facilitation. He does utilize a collaborative model approach so that it's really driven by the board and
Rohilski. At one point to bring forward some Parks and Rec information. And I thought he had a 90-day window and was going to return. And I think that window's closing, if not closed. So I did offer my historical reference with regard to the past Park and Rec Committee, and I haven't heard from you, and I, again, extend that offer. I wanted to touch on the ad hoc committee for affordability with Ms. Kelly and Director Cecinia. Ms. Kelly was at a April 23rd LOCAC meeting where she gave a report about how that ad hoc committee was going to work. And I have to say that you very much...
Ms. Decker,
yes.
We don't have a report from the affordability committee tonight.
No, I'm talking about the ad hoc committee on affordability.
Right, and there was no report today.
That's correct. But the agenda item, and if you'll stop my time, I'll be specific. The agenda item is Los Osos Standing Advisory Committee and Ad Hoc Committee reports. It is not specific to which report.
Right.
And I wanted to comment on the affordability ad hoc committee.
Okay, Mr. Seitz, there are no reports tonight, so what is your recommendation?
Let her continue.
Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Tagger.
Thank you, Mr. Sparks. What I'd like to say is that Ms. Kelly was at the LOCAC meeting and very much mischaracterized the history of the district's low-income assistance fund. And I would request that staff, not Ms. Kelly, bring the Community Foundation back to Los Osos, give us an update on where the funds stand, what's happened with the investment, and if you want a good history, ask staff. Mrs. Vega was there for the whole history of how the fund was established and what it's for, and I think she would do a beautiful job in presenting such a report. I do want to talk specifically about Ms. Kelly's RAC report and the written comments that she has in there. I don't know whose word is bulletproof, but she speaks to the spray fields as bulletproof as a way of addressing disposal as a safe, fail-safe plan.
Thank you for your
comments. I would like to hear more about her her work on the subcommittee and then what went to the RAC, because I did attend the RAC, but I would like to hear her work on the subcommittee.
Thank you for your comments.
Thank you.
Vice President Wilhelmski.
Yeah. Well, if I could comment on the Parks and Recreation Ad Hoc Committee. We're in the process of County Council is right now looking into the status of the pool tax money. So until we get that clarified, what the legal status of that is, there's really nothing for us to do.
And Vice President Hilsky, what do you recall what the date was when your report, when in?
It was 90 days, but I think we need to defer that because we are waiting for County Council to get back on the pool tax issue.
So, Mr. Seitz, is it appropriate that I just extend that? Can I just extend
I think report? We just place it on the agenda for a report, and then we, the ad hoc committee can report that we need to extend it.
Thank you. Next speaker, please.
Dave Dugan, Los Osos, and as I've been told now, I'm a public figure because I get involved in these things. Therefore, I'm subject to certain things. But anyway, again, I just want to emphasize that through cooperation, the water for reuse is going to have to be through cooperation. It's going to take time to develop that, period. Though the ISJ, and specifically this board, as I'm talking to you, for the Golden State, through cooperation, can claim that water from the county, who are now saying, yes, we are a water purveyor, that is our water. And I was hoping that they wouldn't develop the spray fields prior to the ISJ working something out so that water doesn't end up on spray fields. And hopefully that'll happen because I think that part of the project's further away than the current collection system of the project. And that's probably where the big fight's going to be after the collection system. But public resource and water code designates that as a new source of water. If this board, as well as other people involved in the ISJ, deemed that that water could be used to put to better use, you can claim that water. And I believe through the ISJ and probably through the courts, you'll probably be able to get that water and without too much fuss from the counties. They're going to still spend $2 million or whatever on prepping the spray fields. And out there from the Public Resource Department, Department of Public Resources, that'll pay for the study. So you guys may want to get a hold of them and say, we want to do a study on how to bring this water back to the community. And they will help with personnel and with money to help you guys figure that out. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Next speaker, please.
Chris Allaby, CDO under 1019. I'd like a little more... I'd like a little more information on this Mr. Isaacs that we're contemplating employing here to an extent. We've had facilitators work with the Los Osos Wastewater Project in years past, and they all went running off into the distance. And I'd like to know when exactly this fellow was hired. They've got here, I'm guessing, on May 11th, is that right? When he was hired? Oh, he hasn't been hired yet. Okay, so, in other words, isn't this guy going to have to get up to speed before the June 6th deal? It doesn't seem like a whole lot of time. And just how experienced is he in, well, I guess it'd be the wastewater field or whatever you want to call this mess we're in. So, and does he have his own business? Does he work for somebody else? What exactly are his qualifications? In other words, if I wanted to hire him, what's he going to tell me to help me? Oh, okay, you're the right man for the job. I don't think there, even if he is, I don't think there's enough time here. So that's all I've got. Any answers? Or
thank you for your comments. If you want to, can you reiterate some of his qualifications?
I'm still trying to pull up his website, and I can't get a good enough connection to pull it up. He has experience working with nonprofits, government agencies. His name is Brad Isaacs. If you have access to a computer and you'd like to Google Brad Isaacs, San Luis Obispo, you should get a hit and be able to take a look at his website. So and get some background. I apologize that I can't pull it up right now so I could give you more information. I
think here, and it's really hard to hear the speaker at the podium, so I would appreciate it if we could keep the talking down in the back of the room. Thank you.
Okay, but I'm assuming he has no specific experience in wastewater problems or wastewater law.
Thank you for your comments. Okay.
And
Albee,
my main concern is that we're only talking a few days here.
Right. Thank you. I'm just going to reiterate, he's not being brought in to facilitate discussion on the wastewater project. Next speaker, please.
Richard Margetson. Even though there wasn't a report, last night's emergency services committee meeting was more than 2 hours. And I just want to make a couple comments before this comes before you and the budget hearings. The current proposal, and this is more for the audience also, the current proposal is to increase the special fire tax. The contract with Cal Fire this upcoming year is increasing 0.5%. The CPI for the special fire tax will increase the special fire tax by 4.8%. The increase in the contract is $8,000. The increase in the special fire tax would be approximately $23,000. Before the budget hearings, I advise those that haven't read it and those that don't know the history to get a copy of the ordinance or the resolutions or whatever after AO5 was passed and the specific language in there as to what the special fire tax can be used for. I think that would be helpful when we get to these discussions. I also would like to know, if we know at this point, what's the structure of that meeting going to be when we're going through a number of departments' budgets? Is it going to be 3 minutes for the entire budget process, or is it going to be broken up into segments? Or it's been done both ways in the past. I think there's one way that worked better than others in the past, but I think that would be helpful to the audience to prepare for that night, because there's a lot, both Phil Vinaris and, if possible, Chief Jenkins could be here for that discussion. So they could give some history on some of the setting of reserves and previous policies, things like that. Other than that, that's it. Thank you.
Yeah, the structure for those meetings isn't, I haven't determined yet. I will say this, and Mr. Cooney, if we could, and I'm going to repeat, we're going to have a draft budget available, and it'll be published for the Finance Advisory Committee meeting, which will occur next Tuesday at 5:30 at the district office. So that budget will be publicly available tomorrow. And I'd like, Mr. McCoon, if you can, put it online. That is going to be a full 2 weeks before the district reviews it. So if you, there's going to be ample time before it even gets, there's going to be a committee meeting and then ample time before it even gets to the district board for the public to provide comments to the district.
We could make it available Tuesday, but tomorrow I don't think.
Oh.
It won't. I mean, it's done, but there won't be anybody physically at the office that's going to.
Oh, I'm sorry. I know we had the agenda, and I was assuming that it was going to be agenda, it was going to be attached to the agenda.
Yeah, the agenda did go out to the finance committee, but the if you want it just generally on the website, we'll need somebody there to do it and.
Okay, it's my assumption the packet would go out tomorrow. So the packet will come at the committee meeting on Tuesday.
The packet has been sent to the finance committee.
Okay.
But you what I'm understanding is you wanted it just on the general website.
Mr. Cooney, so I just want to reiterate, once we have the packet available, it's been sent to the committee. committee members, and so as soon as we can, it'll be we can place that on the website. And that may not happen tomorrow.
Right.
Thank you.
Is the office closed tomorrow? No, just the people who would be doing that are not going to be there.
Vice President Hill.
Yeah, if I could just respond to Mr. Margetson's comments. The Emergency Services Advisory Committee did look at the proposed budget yesterday, and they did make a recommendation to the Finance Committee and the Board that the CP...
Speak right now about...
Can we please excuse me, I'm sorry, just a minute. Can we please have it quiet?
Okay, I'd like to speak. I'm referring to Financial Committee, which I was on, and I find that you are not looking at the unique quality of Los Osos. We have this wonderful Glassian bowl, not up and down the coast. We don't have, no one has a Glassian bowl that contains water like we do. But you guys seem to avoid the topic of like saving our Glassian bowl. And Maria Kelly seems to be double dipping all the time. She was like heading Obama's campaign and then running for this, and she is not for sustainability. Sustainability is for saving our community and saving our water. Why won't you step up and save our water? Who bought you off?
No.
Next speaker, please.
Doesn't respond.
Pardon?
Hey,
seeing none, we're going to close public comment on the administrative and committee reports, or just the committee reports and the consent calendar items A, B, and C.
I'd like to move approval of the items on the agenda, excluding item D and E, I believe. Thank you.
I second.
Vice President Ohilski.
Aye.
Director Kelly.
Aye.
Director Sennett.
Aye.
President Sparks.
Aye. Okay, next item is going to be consent item D, which is staff's recommendation to approve a no vote on the assessment ballots of the district-owned properties for the proposed San Luis Obispo County Mosquito Vector and Disease Control Program and authorize the IGM to execute the ballots. So I guess before we take public comment, any director comments or questions for staff? Director Sennett?
Yes, I respect everybody else's right as property owners to vote as they please. For myself, I look at each mosquito as kind of like a used hypodermic needle, and it's a serious health issue that I think is, in my estimation, needs to be addressed if the county figures it's necessary to maintain services. So I would vote yes, but it seems that the proposal to vote no is a somewhat editorialized from one person's standpoint, and I think if the board wants to be somewhat neutral on it, cast half the properties as no, half as yes, or something like that. But I wouldn't support this.
Any other director questions?
I'll have comments after public testimony.
Okay. With that, we'll go ahead and take public comment on agenda item 5D.
Dave Dugan, Los Osos. They want to grow a sub-department to $1 million. They want to tell us they can't do it with less. They said that we actually need this. This is needed. It's imperative. And yet they threatened to cut it out of the budget. And what's going on here is a grab for county dollars, tax dollars, above and beyond what they need to work. There's been near 0% cases in San Luis Obispo County for the last 3 years, only two birds last year. And for them to come forward and ask for $1 million to grow that department with seven more employees, when they've been working with part-time employees seasonally, because it is a seasonal problem, there was something very wrong with it. They were asked to put the statistics in for San Luis Obispo County in any of their mailings, and they refused to. There's not one statistic or data point in their mailings about that this, we are near zero infectious cases in San Luis Obispo County with what they're working with now. And then they threatened to cut the program. We should send them a no and then tell them to come back, do it later. Ask for $300,000, $350,000, and they might get that. And we should spew you out of the mouths of this community, because you should either make up your mind, vote yes or no, and don't be halfway on this. So don't mean to be so hot on you, but I've been going through this with the county over this, and hopefully vote no on this assessment, and we'll send them a message to try again. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Next speaker, please.
Hello, I'm Perlman, in Prohibition Zone. I think I do a point counterpoint. I have a little background in epidemiology.
Excuse me, Mr. Perlman. Can we please have it quiet in the back? Thank you. Go ahead, Mr. Perlman.
Yeah, epidemiology and infectious diseases. And I was a manager for a clinical trial of a seasonal effect, also pneumonias. The trouble with is essentially it's exactly what Dave Dugan said. Epidemiology works on statistics, and mosquitoes are always going to be a vector for disease. They are, in the future, still going to be vectors for diseases we've never heard of. But within the West Nile virus, this program is essentially either because it's worked or because the natures of epidemics is that they run certain ways, certain courses. Some of them are subject to seasonality and some aren't. So this is just not a program that, while it has health implications, the statistics are simply not there that the amount of money is going to provide the people of this county that level of benefit. You can look at any number of potential infections, salmonella, etc. This is essentially a program that has the statistics that say, don't spend more money on me. It's true that at some point the county, exactly because of global warming, because of everything else, because of increased traffic between countries, it may be the next big disease may have nothing to do with this vector of mosquitoes. So the same as what David Dugan said, I would support you voting no, simply because it is a program that has overextended itself at this point. Some kind of vector control program should always be in existence in a county, so it shouldn't be eliminated ever.
I look at this agenda tonight, and if this didn't have to be decided tonight, and you look at the rest of the agenda, I'm wondering what the necessity of even having a meeting tonight was. The other two items could have been done either earlier in the month, or I thought it was because of this vote had to be in by a certain date. That's why this meeting was being held tonight. And if you have time, I think you should wait until you have a full board to discuss it, because I don't think at this point we know Mr. Cicina's opinion on this, and you're basically voting for the entire district. And then one last comment. With regard to a response from public comment, if you're going to give a response, Marshall, give the vote on the item that we were talking about from the Emergency Services Committee.
Thank you for your comment. And any additional speakers, please? Here, please.
Frank Cilio, Los Osos. I'm concerned too, Steve, about the health of people and what we need to do to protect that health. I am also concerned that when we voted here for a fire tax, I felt that was a worthwhile cause because it also saved lives, potentially. And I felt that we continually got good service for the amount of money that I was paying for that fire service and emergency services. I don't see it with the county so far, and I'm taking this from all the meetings I've been to, the TAC meetings, the Board of Supervisors meetings, the special meetings at the junior high. When the county brings so many staff members that sit or do a partial presentation, when I don't understand why one person cannot present that information to the public, or maybe two if they need it. But sometimes there's four or more staff members from the county when they present information regarding the wastewater, which is our money that's being tabulated and will eventually be charged to us. So I don't see the county trying to be efficient with the services they have. All I hear is we're going to cut maybe 15 positions.
I just need to point out one mathematical error. The amount the district would owe on an annual basis, it's listed on the staff report at $3,290. It's actually $9,250 is the amount. That's a whole lot of money, but it's... Yeah. Oh, now we got
now
Steve.
Over the edge,
we got Steve behind it now.
Hey, Director Kelly.
This is an issue, actually. When we were discussing the invasive mussels at the RAC, the issue regarding the vector control issue came up, and there was I don't remember who the commenter was, I think it was Mr. Bianchi, said something along the lines of, like, why a single issue vector control district when, you know, you could implement some sort of protocol and, kind of like what Frank said, do a more comprehensive and address all the additional vector control issues that we have and not just single out this one. That's kind of what he was saying, and I actually really agreed with that. When it is a seasonal issue, and so it was. It's an interesting issue that is definitely countywide, and it was.
Any other director comments or questions? I will state that I think the case hasn't been made clear enough for me to support this, so I do support staff's report in this. And with that, any other director comments or questions?
Yeah, I think, you know, the credibility issue with regard to the county being able to manage a program efficiently and the overhead and things like that, I think that's, you know, shows through in many areas of county services. And I think it's pervasive in the attitude that people have about government services. Given that, I think you're asking them to tighten their belts and do more or maintain services. Here they want to augment services, but you're telling them to do at least the same job with the same resources, realizing that they're going to be cut. So the state government's going to be coming back for more money from the county. So... you know, hold on to your horses. You know, the ride's just beginning. You know, I would still vote to this amount. Altogether, it's a lot of money, sure, but I think it's worth it in my estimation. So, I would still maintain my position. The inefficiencies in government. I don't think will be necessarily contained when the funds are cut. There's going to be a scramble, and things are going to go by the wayside. We've seen the budgets for mental health and child services being slashed, and there are going to be some tough choices. So, I think it's worthwhile to vote yes on this, but well, not on this particular measure, but to vote affirmative for the assessment. So I maintain my position.
Vice President Wilhelmski.
I have two comments, and I'm really undecided on this, and I haven't cast my personal ballot on this item either because I am undecided. I think there's two things that weigh heavily in my mind. One is we all know the state's going to raid the county, so money's going to go to the state because of the state's budget crisis. They're going to try to raid every possible source of income they can get. So to me, that makes the argument for having special districts because those monies can't be raided at that point. So I see that as a reason to do this. But then on the other hand, I see the possibility of us ending up with special districts over, and I mean, multitude of special districts. So where does it end at some point? So that's the quandary that I'm in, is I see the value of it, and I see the value, certainly, of the vector control. But I see the value of this special district to protect the money from state raiding, but I just wonder, where does it all end? And do we just, everything now gets funded by special districts? So that's why I'm undecided even to this point. So,
yeah, I would add, you know, in the state, you know, we have, people have mixed feelings on the initiative process, but, you know, we the state level, we have legislators to make choices. We have the county to make choices, and again, I think staff's report says the concern that it has not been shown that the creation of a new department will material increase.
I think would diminish someone's respect for potential infections, and note that we have Valley Fever, note that we have Legionnaires' disease, note that we have hantavirus. We have many things that afflict us, and they can come up, and, you know, we have other viruses that are coming in. We had the concern over, what was it, E. coli, when we didn't know, was it coming from the reclaimed water? Was it coming from rats? We had people turning somersaults trying to find out what it is. So it's wild boars, okay. You know, these things happen, and without people troubleshooting these things, there are a lot of misconceptions that get spread and wasted time while these things take hold and can affect our health. So I think just because the county reports or does not want to report the low occurrence of infection or something, I think that would, you know, make it seem unimportant. So I can understand their strategy in doing so, but it doesn't diminish the importance of this.
If there are no other director comments or questions, then I'd like to make a motion to direct the interim general manager to complete the ballots received by the district and indicate a no vote and have these ballots forwarded to the county for counting.
I second.
Roll call.
President Sparks.
Yes on the motion.
Director Kelly.
Yes.
Director Sennett.
No.
Vice President Wilhelmski.
I believe this is going to go to the next meeting, so we have the board of five, because I'm casting with Director Sennett a no.
Okay, a tie vote is a failed vote, so it fails. The motion fails.
Motion fails to carry. So does the board wish to have this, just make sure staff has clear direction. Would the board like to see this come back at
June
4th? Meeting or the June 18th meeting? What's the
June 18th?
What's
why?
The?
I would prefer if we can do it on the 4th.
So I'm okay with having this on the 4th because I think the audit's could, and we'll have the final budget on the 18th as well. Is that correct?
I'm sorry.
The final budget will be on the 18th.
Right. We'll do the presentation on the 4th.
So if we could have it on the 4th, I think it might be beneficial.
I just wanted to ask our counsel for clarification. Just The motion was, I understand, but we still can come back later and revisit this issue. On the floor. I mean, even
yes.
though we denied the motion.
Yes. The answer to that is yes.
Okay, thank you.
It would also take an affirmative vote to cast a yes vote or a yes on the ballot, too. It would take a majority vote to cast either a yes vote on the ballot or a no vote.
One other question for staff. If we don't even return the ballots, then that will not be counted as a no vote.
That is correct.
Okay, thank you.
Or a yes.
Okay, we're going to have a short 5 minutes. It's 8:15, about 8:20-ish we get back. Thank you. Okay, we are reconvening, and this subject is Consent Item E, Approval of Funding for Strategic Planning. The action requested is authorized funding in the amount not to exceed $2,000 to be allocated from the Budget Administration Fund 100 budget, account 7322, Director's Compensation. And let's see, do we have any other board comment or questions before we take public comment on this item? I guess maybe if we could refresh ourselves.
I do have a question, and it's not clear to me. We're authorizing the expenditure of up to $2,000, but we're not entering into a contract or anything
no.
at this point.
No, all we're doing is just putting the money. There is no authorization to spend any money okay. for this at this point.
Thank you.
So when would – wait, let me see if I heard this correctly. When would we fund authorize this if we're not – authorizing it tonight?
We're authorizing the $2,000, and what we would do
right.
is if we authorize the $2,000, then we have a facilitator that director...
...item. Strategic planning is like budgeting. It's something that you do every year. The district went through a time where it didn't do it because it was distracted by bigger things. Our board last year did direct staff to go through a strategic planning session. I think it was over his head. I don't believe it brought the results that we were looking for. And I look forward to your board going through a strategic planning process again. My experience in watching the LOCSD for the last many years, there's been several approaches to how you handle it. Not necessarily all in one meeting. Each department head brought forward their goals for the district. Each committee would refine those goals and forward them on to the board. Your general manager would be the facilitator of a strategic planning session. I think Mr. Cooney is well equipped to facilitate such a session. I remember having a conversation with Mr. Seitz about having a facilitator for more of a team building session with the old board. Believe me, I dreaded the idea of passing an orange under my neck to Stan Gustafson under his neck. But that, if that's what you're looking for, some camaraderie within your board, that's a different process. But as far as strategic planning goes, it's an ongoing thing. It's something that the district's familiar with. Again, Mrs. Vega can help. I don't know why we're doing this. And certainly, if you are looking for a facilitator and someone to hire, again, your general manager does the search, brings back some profiles, and then your board chooses someone to hire. So I think we're way off base here, and we've spent way too much time on trying to figure out if we're going to do a strategic plan. It's something that needs to be done, and there are ways to do it, and I think, again, your staff is fully qualified to get the process underway and get on with it.
And Joe can ask the question now. Is there enough room in that line item, or is that line item going to have to be adjusted from what it was in previous years to compensate for this if you have two meetings a month plus all the committee meetings? Or is this excess that's left in that account either this year or anyway? I'm a little concerned about who's going to be. I know you haven't developed an agenda, and it sounds like you don't have a process yet, but who's going to be in the room besides the public and the board and this facilitator? Are the department heads going to be here for interaction or just to ask questions? Are they going to have a spot on the agenda? You know, those type of things. Because I still am curious why it has to be a facilitator and why it couldn't be Mr. Cooney. I've always associated facilitators in these situations where board members are at each other's throats. And even though there may be disagreements among you, I haven't gotten that perception, unless there's things happening in closed session in a padded room that, you know, we're not hearing what's coming out of it. But, you know, maybe that is the case. You know, I could understand if, you know, maybe a Tascadero may need a facilitator when they're talking about Walmart. But I'm just curious why that direction was picked and it couldn't be done with the general manager, especially a general manager with experience in the past managing a CSD. The last point is I heard a reference to there being a limit on the time allowed for public comment. I think if you have 3 minutes per speaker, I think that's fine, but I don't think you should set a precedent of, you know, 30 minutes tops for public comment. If people show up and are interested in talking on this or giving you input, I think you should take all of it you can get. I mean, you may see people in the room that have ideas that we've never heard of before. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Next speaker, please.
The facilitators haven't helped at all. So that's all I got.
Thank you for your comments. Any additional comments?
Hello, I'm Jen Harper, and I think we need to remember that we have a part-time interim general manager. He doesn't have as much time as maybe a full-time general manager would have to participate in the many things the board directs him to do. The majority of the board did vote for pushing this forward, so obviously I think the board believes that they have a need and want to go forward in this manner. You know, the district has been pretty stagnant because we've been stuck on the sewer. I think it's about time we look beyond the sewer and we get talking about other things. I know Director Uhilski wanted to talk about Parks and Rec. I mean, it's easy to say, no, 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 we can't do this, we can't do that, we haven't done this, we haven't done that. I think it's about time this community and this board goes forward and starts looking at some of these things. I think it's a good way for the community to gain trust with one another, whether that's the board with one another or whether me with Mr. Sparks or Mr. Sennett. We're talking about $2,000. Yes, we are in bankruptcy, and I understand money is pretty tight, but we have squelched through a lot of money in the last 3 years with a lot of different direction. I think this is a solid way for this board and community to move forward. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Any additional public comment? Seeing none, we'll bring it back to the board. Any other comments or questions, Director Kelly?
Just to clarify again, the last large strategic planning that really laid out the direction that the district was going to take was a comprehensive strategic plan that covered the span from 2004 to 2009. There's been some review of those plans. Director Tacker is exactly correct. You should review it every single year. That's what you're supposed to do. But once you hit that end of that timeline, you need to go into your next timeline, which would be 2009 or 2010 to 2015. This is a long process. It's not going to be done in the first day of the 3 hours. And the idea is that by establishing a process like we've been working on, is that it is open since 1998. It's very representative of the community. I think this is a perfect opportunity. If we're willing and agreeing to go into this and take that leadership, I think this is a great opportunity. And to also keep in mind that facilitators are not just available for conflict. Facilitators are there to keep the discussion moving forward and to really pull the information from each director and put that together. It's not necessarily rocket science, but there's a way to do it properly so we can establish a culture of appropriate, open, and great communication so we're not afraid to pass the orange. Okay? This is something that we're willing to go into and set that up. You know, the only criteria is that all the directors go through this training, this initial meeting with John Seitz, so that we're on the same page. That's all we really have to do to go into this first three-hour session. That's all we're asking for. So we will incorporate the 2004-2009, you know, extensive strategic planning, but we have to start somewhere and we have to design that process. And this is the first step in dealing with that process.
Any other director? Vice President Ohilski?
Yeah, I just wanted to make a couple of comments. Actually, Director Kelly made most of my comments for me, but I think one thing that needs to be pointed out is that our interim general manager, Mr. Cooney, is part-time, as Jan said, and I mean, he's working very, very hard for what we're paying him, and I think everybody, when we brought him on board, was surprised at how little he agreed to work for, although we're very, very grateful for that. So I just don't think that we should be taking advantage of him by asking him to do something that's outside of the scope that we hired him to do. So I appreciate the work that Mitch is doing, and I think that he's doing a very good job. So I think that, you know, he is interim, and I think we need to respect that. I support doing this, although I was a little queasy in the beginning until I guess I transferred. Steve took my place on the ad hoc committee. And then, you know, I think what Director Kelly said is true. At least this is in my opinion. Right now, we probably have the most diverse board that we've had since the district was formed. And I agree with what Richard said. You know, we're not at each other's throat at this point, and we're working very well together. In fact, the vector control vote was only the second vote that we've taken with this board that wasn't unanimous. So I think we're working.
What the majority of the board previously, there's a little bit of difference. What the majority of the board previously approved was the meeting where we were going to have Mr. Cooney here and take advantage of him. And so I'm still queasy because it's difficult for me to approve something that I don't have, you know, my arms around in terms of, you know, a meeting of a process to define a process for an outcome. And, you know, I'll use the analogy, and probably not a great analogy for a lot of folks, is, you know, the county project, even though you can't see the end result, they did lay out a process by which they would follow. And, you know, however you start in these efforts, you know, as long as you can see that and you generally do follow that, you can see what, you know, you're striving to in the end. I still have difficulty. I know we're talking about a strategic plan. I still have difficulty seeing the follow-on to this because we're going to get that after the first meeting. I appreciate all the work that, you know, Director Kelly, Vice President Ohilski, and Director Sennett, you know, have spent, you know, a lot of time trying to get their hands around it. And I particularly appreciate those five models that Director Kelly came back with. And my concern at this point is that we do want to move forward with strategic planning, But at this point in time, we're also still, from my perspective, in a situation where we're really scenario deciding and scenario planning, because you know we're dependent to a large degree on what the county's doing with the wastewater project. So as much as I'd like to go forward with what is proposed, I guess, you know, without not knowing the agenda, without knowing what's beyond there, I would still like to find a way before we spend money on the facilitator to, you know, to have a better, I'd like to have a better idea of where it is going. And since I don't have that, I'm having difficulty supporting this as proposed. So I don't know if I could be convinced tonight. Maybe if I saw the agenda and had something concrete and then saw something beyond that, I could, but.
The approach is a collaborative approach. It's not going to be that the long-term process is set prior to this. The agenda is going to be, and my feeling is right now that we're either in or we out. We're either doing the training with John to start as a board, or we don't. This isn't a partial, you know, there are no guarantees in this, Joe, and, you know, your reservations are your reservations, and they're completely valid, but until we're willing to commit and take the next step, there really is no direction to go. And it wouldn't hurt my feelings if we just stopped this process right here. That's, you know, that's fine. But it's a little different when you're dealing from this position that we're dealing with and looking at, you know, having the whole board develop the future vision and the strategic planning of the district. I don't think that burden should just be put on Mitch and Steve and myself. So I think that, you know, if you're looking for process steps, the first step in the process is that you go through the training with John. The second step is we have this first initial meeting, and that's as far as the process goes until the rest of the process is decided. There is no ongoing process past that first Saturday. That is the end of the initial first step of the strategic planning process, period. So, you know, as valid as your concerns are, I think you kind of need to take it back down to a more chunk of that you can manage. Put your arms around that little chunk that we're only talking about June 4th, 3.5 hours. Then, you know, ad hoc committee can dissolve and strategic planning takes on a different format, or we continue on. So that's, you know.
Thank you. Director Sam.
Thank you. I think there's a lot of ways this could go, and I think the ultimate goal is multifold. One is to define our relationship between each other, between the general manager and the board, between, the CSD is a, you know, as a composite of many parts, and the whole is much greater than any one of its parts. And the way it works together determines how effective we are. You know, if the board doesn't recognize the relationship that the general manager has with staff, or the interrelationship between staff functions, it's really ineffective, and I think we operate without a clear understanding, at least enough of an understanding to make prudent choices and analyze our position effectively. I think a facilitator who has experience can identify where we might be lacking, where we should focus, and the things we should consider in developing a strategic plan. It's all too easy to pick out goal attainment type of titles to put onto a plan and say, we want this, we want that, or even develop goals like we want to replace so many meters, we want to do this, and those are all necessary, and we have to consider them. They're very important in the function of what we do. But in terms of, I think the most important thing is that we have, whatever we do, a very common idea, and a idea of how we're going to get there and what we need to do. So I think it's important that we take a look, even if this facilitator is going to look at our, I think it's very important the facilitator look at our past efforts, you know, in terms of the document and what went into it, and see how we can improve that. Do we need, do the board members need to see what each staff member does and fully understand things so that they can see what the limitations might be and where opportunities to improve might lie. I think it would be a worthwhile exercise to take a look at this with a very experienced and knowledgeable person who knows corporate and public mechanisms, you know, environments, to see where they have common needs and common deficiencies. So I think we could benefit by having a professional who's experienced in you know, the functions of government and how they get together. And I realize the pitfalls of you know, these efforts, and they're rather abstract, and sometimes they're very intangible things that we're trying to grab for, and it's very difficult. And many times they end up with, you know, the aim is very high, and by the time they're done, and after everybody kind of forgets where they put the notes on where what they took those days that they participated, all that comes out of it is maybe you'll see some new policies evolve, and you'll wonder, is that what it was all about? But I think there are some worthwhile things that did come of it, and nothing risks, nothing gained. So I think we should at least go forward with the first initial meeting and see where it takes us. But I think we do need to have some, I think something back if we do hire Mr. Isaacs, if we do hire him, we need to get something from him so we can prepare, not go in there cold.
Thank you. So I think if someone wants to make a motion.
I'll make a motion that we authorize funding in the amount not to exceed $2,000 to be allocated from budget line 100 administration account 7322 director's compensation in accordance with the staff recommendation.
I'll second it.
Vice President Ohilski.
Oh. Aye.
Director Sennett.
Aye.
Director Kelly.
Yes.
President Sparks.
No. That's the last item on our agenda. So are there any closing director comments?
We won't be able to move forward with this then. Even if we all agree, we won't be able to move forward because part of that is that each director go through that training with John. So and if we're not going to do that, then we can't move forward anyway.
I think the board approved a motion that directs the...
But you're going to do it?
The board's voted to make me do it.
Yes. Okay.
I will say this. I may have difficulty completing that by the 6, but I'll... Comments.
I have not a closing comment, but a closing question here. The Planning Commission will be hearing the wastewater project again on May 28th. It's scheduled for 2 hours. I believe that the district needs to have a representative there to support the position letter that we've given to the Planning Commission, because They will be discussing items that are directly connected with our position letter. So I think it would be helpful to have somebody there. I don't know if staff's going to be there. I would be willing to volunteer to go and represent the district if staff's not there. But I think we're at the point, critical point in the process, where we need to have somebody there to represent the district and answer questions relative to our letter, because I think they will begin discussions on those items at the next hearing. So that's a question to the president.
Yeah, I would agree. And if you're willing to go, then I'm perfectly fine with that. Yeah, I'm okay with that. So, with that, any other director comments? Director Sennett?
No, I'll just say good night and thank you all for coming.
Yeah, just brief comment. You know, there's some comments made earlier. You know, I have confidence in directors representing, you know, their constituents as they see fit. So when I hear, you know, comments of a director double dipping, you know, I would disagree with that scenario. And, you know, I did want to make a brief comment, since, you know, the issue of water has come up over and over again, and I think it's interesting to note that, you know, we talk about keeping the water in the basin, and the only, you know, every project, I would remind everybody, every project that's, you know, come before this community over the last few years, the Tri-W project had all the water being disposed within the district, and there was deferral. And then we had a Ripley proposal, which wasn't a project, it was a preliminary report, and that actually had everything deferred. It was contingent, totally contingent. There was no disposal. It was totally contingent on future actions for ag exchange. But there was absolutely no disposal within the basin that could be expected at the time the report was made. And then the current project, again, has as part of it to get all the water in the basin, again, deferred projects. And so we hear lots of comments about we're not keeping the water in the basin. As Mr. Seitz pointed out last meeting, it is the position of this board, as prior boards, that all the water should remain in the basin on a permanent basis. And there may be bridges to that, but every project, including the Ripley project, had elements of deferral. And so when I hear, you know, one project might have kept it all in the basin versus another, I think it lacks a lot of context. So with that, meeting's adjourned. We're adjourned.